Under the county's proposed new tax levy, the Veterans Assistance Commission of Vermilion County would receive no less than $265,700, or 0.02% of the equalized assessed value of the county, whichever is greater. So far this fiscal year, the commission has spent $39,237 in direct benefits for veterans, with 3 months left in the fiscal year. Marty Carroll is superintendent of the Veterans Assistance Commission of Vermilion County and says veterans need to apply if they want help.
The services that are provided through the Veterans Assistance Commission are all provided on demand from the veterans. So if the veterans are eligible for financial assistance, they meet the criteria of our financial assistance policy, I'm able to process those requests.
Carroll says over the past year, the commission has assisted some local veterans with heating, ventilation, and air conditioning assistance.
So we were able to provide that to, I think, 3 or 4 veterans that I have record of and so forth. We had another veteran who was a 90-year-old Navy veteran, resident here of Danville, that received a significant amount of services with a very small portion of that actually coming out of our budget. Due to my efforts and the efforts of the American Legion Post, the individual was a member of, we approached other organizations for their assistance.
County board members Lon Henderson and Jerry Hawker said they would like to see more of the money that's already been allocated go towards helping veterans. The Veterans Assistance Commission of Vermilion County is located at 123 North Hazel Street in downtown Danville, where all in-person visits are by appointment only. The office can be contacted online at Marty Carroll, that's M-A-R-T-I, dot Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, at vercounty.org, or you can call 217-554-7950. I'm Bill Pickett.